Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Plus Model Radio, the number one podcast for plus size women. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is Monday, August 31st, 2009. And as always, I've got a great show lined up for you. Today is sort of an in-house promotion show. I'm sure you're already aware that this radio show is connected to Plus Model Magazine, since I mention it on every episode. Today, not only are we going to talk about Plus Model Magazine, but we have a special announcement coming up at the end of the show that you don't want to miss. But also, Plus Model Magazine has a sister website, Venus Diva Magazine, which has recently been revamped to the Daily Venus Diva, and we're going to learn all about the changes that have taken place there, as well as introduce you to the new addition to the family, the newly launched Plus Size Industry Professionals website. So coming up later on the show will be Madeline Figueroa-Jones and Stephanie Penn Danfor. But up first is Valerie Amador. Valerie is the co-founder and CEO of Venus Imaging Education, LLC, which specializes in niche publications, two of which are Plus Model Magazine and Daily Venus Diva. Since 1998, Venus Imaging Education has been building online portals and virtual magazines that help to educate, inform, inspire, and celebrate. A former plus-size model, Valerie has worked with Just My Size, Lord & Taylor, Nordstrom's, Elizabeth, JCPenney's, as well as others. As a director and actress, she has directed and produced over 30 full-stage productions and has performed in numerous off-Broadway as well as regional theaters throughout the United States. Most recently, she has co-founded the Plus Size Industry Professionals website, which is a place for professionals and those new to the industry to be seen, promote themselves, engage, and connect with opportunities to build their career or business in the plus size industry. So let's welcome Valerie to the show.
Shanice, how are you this evening?
I am wonderful. So glad to have you back on the show.
Always good talking to you.
Yes, so there's a lot of things going on.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, it's so,
yes,
so much. So your company, Venus Imaging Education, has recently launched a new website called Plus Size Industry Professionals. So tell me the concept behind the website and its purpose.
Gotcha. Well, first of all, in a nutshell, the PSIP, as we call it, is a membership website for plus-size industry professionals as well as those aspiring, dedicated people that want to get to that level. It's a place to be seen, to network, to connect with opportunities, and to create wonderful creative endeavors, you mm-hmm. know, by taking all of these different kinds of people from all these different disciplines within the industry and giving them a place to connect. And ultimately, we want people to be able to sell their products, you know, their talent, their services, whatever it is within the plus-size industry that they do.
Mm-hmm. So is there a charge for signing up to the website?
Absolutely. Let me go back a second. There is no charge to become a general member for the website, because what we're trying to do is to promote people to come into the PSIP to hire talent.
Mm-hmm.
so that they can come in and they can find a model or a fashion designer or a makeup artist or a photographer. So there is no charge at all to become a member, but you have to become a member in order to contact anyone. Excuse me. We're really trying to keep the spammers out.
Okay, so for instance, if I have a project and I'm looking for a plus-size model, I can sign up for the free account and I can browse the models and I can contact someone to hire without actually upgrading to pay for a membership?
Absolutely. So we wanted to make this user-friendly in that respect so that people would know that they can come to the PSIP and find the professionals that they need. If, however, you are a plus-size industry professional or aspiring plus-size industry professional, then there is a charge to upgrade because
mm-hmm.
once you upgrade, that unlocks a whole storehouse of features that Maddie and I have designed for this industry.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, basically a small membership, just the first level upgrade, is only $19.95 a year. And that's what we were charging for the smaller directory that we currently have in Plus.
Oh, okay.
But probably 100 other things that people are
right.
able to do within the PSIP that they could never do in the old directory.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're doing right now is until midnight on September 1st,
mm-hmm.
if you're listening to this show, if you have received an email from us, if you are going onto the website looking at the PSIP, you can sign up for that bronze membership for $4.95 for the entire year.
Wow.
And on top of that, you will only pay $14.95 a year forever.
Wow, but so you have to sign up.
It has to be before midnight on September 1st. You've got to be in the know to, you know, get that piece of information. We're trying to get people to do that before September 1st and take advantage of that.
Now, what are a few of the features on PSIP that are really beneficial to aspiring models?
Specifically for models, we have some great things in there. One is, yes, there are a lot of jobs and job information floating around out there, but Maddie and I have been doing this for 3 years now, and
mm-hmm.
we have become like the go-to place
mm-hmm.
for the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they're looking for a model, they're getting Maddie on the phone. And
right.
they're saying, I need a model, I need this, I need this, I need this. And so we are going to have exclusive job openings that aren't available anywhere else.
Mm.
And so that's going to be, we've got, I think, there's a bunch of job openings in there right now, but I think there's at least two in there right now that are just exclusive to us. They're coming through fashion companies. They're coming through agencies. So
really?
Agents are telling us what they need.
Really? So the Internet is really becoming a valuable tool to models.
Absolutely. If you are not engaging in marketing on the Internet, you are losing out big time. I cannot tell you how many people email us and they'll say, you know, I want to be a model. I want to be on your cover. And we say, where's your portfolio? And we'll get a few answers. You know, here it is. Have a
mm-hmm.
look at, you know, the link to my site. Or, I don't have an online portfolio. What is it? And
what?
I know. And so, you know, we have gone beyond the MySpace. We've gone beyond the Facebook being acceptable
mm-hmm.
as a platform for you to talk about your business. And as a model, you are your business.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's just one of the things that it does. Excuse me. There's a kind of a funny thing Maddie and I have been laughing about,
mm-hmm.
which is when you go on to most of the major portfolio sites,
mm-hmm.
the one thing they will ask you is your weight.
Right.
Well, we find this completely laughable for our industry because it's something that's not – we don't need to know that.
Right,
know?
And depending on your height and your stats, it can look totally different on different people.
Absolutely. And so we do not ask your weight. It's not even – in there whatsoever as an option to be able to answer. And the other thing that we have done is we have found in our industry this whole, you know, you have to be 5'8", you have to be 5'9".
Mm-hmm.
We know women who are 5'7", who are working. But as soon
professionally.
Absolutely. And as soon as you put on your stat sheet that you're 5'7",
mm-hmm.
you're going to be shut out of all kinds of jobs. just because of the perception that you have to be 5'8", you have to be 5'9". So what we've cleverly done is you sign up for a height range.
Right.
Pull down menu and you're this height range. And so you don't get pigeonholed into that, oh, she's too short. So that was another one of the fun things that we put in there. You get an online comp card. So let's say you're representing yourself. You're just getting started. You don't have a comp card. You're not with an agency. Or you are with an agency. Online, you will be able to showcase three of your great pictures. So every time somebody comes onto your portfolio, boom, they are just hit with three gorgeous images of you.
That you can choose yourself and upload. And you can switch them when you get better pictures and keep it upgraded yourself.
And we encourage models to do that because the industry is out there looking for models, but we're also looking for models. And so when we see that models are not testing and they're not updating their portfolios and nothing has happened in their, you know, site until, you know, for the last 10 years, we do see them.
Right.
We're not calling them. We're not reaching out and saying, you know, we'd like to bring you in for a directory shoot. We'd like to do a project with you. We have to know that you are out there practicing your craft because if you're not, there's tons of other people that are.
Right.
They want to do this.
Now, will Plus Model Magazine and Venus Diva, well, the Daily Venus Diva, will they use this website to select models from now?
Absolutely. And in the old Plus directory, we were using that to pull in members for specific projects. And we're going to be doing this with the new PSIP. Specifically, we book members from the directory and give them pretty much one of their first big shots by booking them for a directory editorial.
Right.
And we have had phenomenal feedback on those.
Right.
And we have had women actually come and do, be chosen for a directory shoot and then go out and get an agent.
Right, because wasn't somebody, they had never did anything before and they got on the cover of Plus and now they're with Wilhelmina or something?
We've had all kinds of success stories like that. And actually one of my very favorite stories, I can't tell you what it is right now. You'll have to wait till midnight to read the magazine this evening.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of my very favorite stories of something that's ever happened. And again, we've had the big stuff happen. We've had the, you know, signing with the major agencies, being on, you know, doing all kinds of great things.
Mm-hmm.
But there's small successes and there's big successes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
and everything counts.
Absolutely. Everything counts. And so we're making a difference. And that's one of the really, really important things to us. But going back to that, so Plus will absolutely still be booking for directory editorials. We the Spotlight model feature is always chosen from the directory. We're looking for those up-and-coming models that we can feature in there. And 2 years down the line, we want to see that Spotlight model on the cover one day. You know,
exactly.
We want to see somebody going from point A to point Z on there. Shanice, I'm going to go back 1 second and mention something, which is one of the other features of the PSIP, whether you're a model, fashion company, makeup artist, photographer, you know, it's all disciplines. One of the things that we found was really important is that we have a lot of crossover in our industry.
Mm-hmm.
We have a model who may be a makeup artist.
Yeah.
Or a photographer who may have a fashion company. You know, there's all this crossover. And what has to happen is you have to go out and create a portfolio or an online presence for all of your different creative aspects of your life.
Right.
In PSIP, you can manage everything under one account. You can sign up as a model actor. You can sign up as a photographer and only manage one account and have them all appear and be searchable to the public under those.
Right. And that is something that's not available anywhere else.
Absolutely not. Mm-mm.
Now, are there advertising opportunities available for companies geared towards plus-size women?
Absolutely. We've done, we've really done our homework, and we have come up with what we think are some fantastic price points. Whether you are a small, just getting started company, you're a medium-sized company, or a national company, there is a place for everybody here because we want people to feel like everybody is equal, you know, when they come in here and they can and be creative and create opportunities and jobs and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we did was we have smaller type memberships and we have larger type memberships. Are you looking for a comprehensive, targeted, affordable marketing program? We have you covered at an incredible rate on that. and so that information is available right on the website, and so you don't even need to get a media kit or anything like that. So for larger companies, it's between $69 and $99 a month to have comprehensive marketing on both the PSIP and Plus Model Magazine.
Okay, so it's bundle packages available.
Yep.
Well, that's really great. Now, our next guests on the show are editors for your magazines. For people that listening that want to get involved with either of the websites, are there opportunities right now to be active in the communities?
Definitely. We get emails every day of people wanting to be involved in some capacity. Everybody wants to share the talent that they have,
right,
from writing to modeling to, you know, photography to whatever it is that they can do.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at our magazines right now, they are filled with those people that took a chance and stepped up and said, I have this talent, I want to share it. Where can you use me? How
right.
can I, you know, how can we benefit each other? And so if you go to either website, under the contact area,
mm-hmm.
there's specific information in there that says, are you interested in modeling for us? You know, do you want to submit a press release? Do you want to write for us? And so there's links to all of that different information. So
and what website is that on?
We have that on plusmodelmag.com.
Okay.
And dailyvenusdiva.com.
Okay.
And so those are the two right now that we're targeting those to be able to connect with us and do a project with us in some capacity.
And so, for example, if you want to be a writer, do you have to submit a sample of your work?
Yes, we usually do have people submit a sample, and sometimes when they contact us, they submit it right away. Other people will, you know, put something out there and say, I am a writer, or I would like to write. Some people say, I've never written before, can I send you something?
Mm-hmm.
You know, will you at least, and we've had that happen as well. So we are willing to look at people and what talent you bring and see if we can find a place for you.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have anything else coming up? I know you're always working on a lot of things. Anything you can share that we can be anticipating?
I love my face right now because there are so many wonderful things happening.
I know. And the work is never complete.
It's funny, you know, people at midnight see, you know, the new magazine pops in there. It's like kind of like magic. It happens. And the amount of work that goes into each of these issues is unbelievable.
And all of your e-zines come out on the 1st, right?
We have one that is bi-monthly that
will okay.
be going monthly soon. So that's a huge thing, but it's not Plus or Daily Venus Diva. We do have a lot of interesting and wonderful things happening, but I'm actually going to let Maddie and Stephanie talk about those when they get online with you here. Because they've got some, you know, some good details as far as some big things happening with Plus that I think is going to be announced on the show this evening. So,
yes.
So that'll be really fun. But I'll let them talk about that. So.
And tell us the special deal one more time. I'm gonna write it down so I can recap it at the end.
You bet. So right now, if you sign up before September 1st, midnight on September 1st. You can get what is the equivalent of a $19.95 membership fee that happens per year. You're going to get it for $4.95.
So you have to be paid before September 1st. So you can't just get the free membership and try and upgrade later. Everything has to be complete by tomorrow night.
Correct.
Okay.
And so just do that before midnight on September 1st, and you will save for years to come. And
now, is there a special code you have to put in, or is already set up like that right now?
Already set up, and it will fall out at midnight on
okay.
the 1st. So you don't need a special code. You don't need to remember anything. And if you decide that you want to upgrade your membership, so remember
mm-hmm.
what I was saying about you can sign up just for one category, or you can sign up for multiple categories. And it's a really simple upgrade fee on that. If you want to be in more than one category, we have a special offer going on with that also, but I'll let you check the website for that one, because that one will save you $10 per year
mm-hmm.
on that. So it's really affordable as well.
Well, that's very exciting. I didn't know that special was going on myself.
It is. You'll have to check it out.
Yeah, that's a good deal. So tell us the official websites again to get all of the information.
You bet. It's plussizeindustry.com is our new industry website. And we have plusmodelmag.com. And then our newest website is dailyvenusdiva.com. And wait till you see what Stephanie and the girls have in store for you guys. Check it out, you know, on the first. There are some really fun things happening on there. Really, really fun things.
Yes, and it's incredible. It's like the go-to spot online for everything plus size. Like, you got it down. There's no other place to go to.
We try to cover your curves. We do.
Now, are you going to stay on the line for the other interviews, or are you going to?
I'm going to scoot away for a few minutes, but if I come back on in a little bit, will that be okay?
Yeah, that'll be okay, but wait, don't go just yet. I'm still waiting for Stephanie to call in.
Oh,
hopefully
you bet.
Yeah, hopefully she'll call in a sec.
Well,
but,
one of the things actually I was going to talk about a little bit was, you know, people say, why do we need this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how did this all come about? And, you know, when Maddie and I first started Plus Model Magazine back in July 2006, can you believe it's been that many years that we've been doing this?
Yes, a long time.
Oh, boy. The email started flying from the very beginning. People started coming out of the woodwork. They all wanted to do something creative. And so suddenly we had all these fashion companies, and we have all these models, photographers, makeup artists, stylists. You know, everybody sending us all these emails, and it was incredibly overwhelming. So it's like, how do you suddenly start to connect people? You know, how do you utilize people? How do you do this? How do you help them get jobs? And so we created this little itty-bitty directory on Plus, and we said, okay, you know, this will at least focus everything for us, and we'll know who's out there. Well, we so quickly outgrew that model.
Yeah, because you had to do that one manually, and it got to be a lot.
It was a lot of work, but it was incredibly necessary, and it really, really did some really big things out there in the industry in helping people get jobs and do projects.
Right.
And then when we realized we'd kind of maxed ourselves out on that one, we started working on this new project, and what we did is we sat down and we said, what are the problems? You know, what is it that we can fix? How can we connect these people?
Mm-hmm.
And that was the birth of this.
Right. And so really, the PSIP is not anything like an agency or managing anyone. It's a way to take control of your own career and self-promote. So what are some things you can be cautious of if somebody contacts you to know if it's legit or a scam?
Well, great question, because we have some major scammers out there right now. One of them was in the PSIP, I think, the second day. But let me tell you how diligent our members are, because I got a flood of emails that said, scammer, and they were deleted immediately. So this is not like somebody, you know, this thing is so big that
you can't check every person that's going to email them.
Absolutely, absolutely. So there's a couple of things with scamming that are really important. One is, a lot of these letters start out by saying, I saw your picture, I want to give you $5,000 to use your picture. I want to give you $600. That in and of itself is a scam.
Yeah, that sounds kind of unrealistic.
I have yet to meet anybody who has been contacted by a legitimate company and has been told, I'm going to pay you $5,000 for your picture, or even $500 for your picture,
right.
and it worked out. Usually they are incredibly poorly written. The sentence structure is awful. The spelling is awful. And they want you to contact them offline.
So in what way? In an email or a telephone?
In an email or telephone. A lot of times, like how the PSIP protects you is you can have that conversation online with them.
Without giving your personal information.
Without giving your personal information. And these are huge money laundering scams. And if you go to Plus Model Magazine, there's a whole section about, you know, scamming. And, you know, I can look at them, you can look at them in 2 seconds and know these are scams.
Right.
What concerns us is when you have those aspiring models
that are so excited to get something.
Just absolutely. They are just giddy. And they send you an email and say, "Wow, look, somebody wants to buy my pictures." And you look at the pictures and you go, "Okay, is this a?" You almost want to ask them a question. I want you to take a look at this, and is this a professional enough picture that somebody would want to give you $5,000 for?
Right. And if somebody has that type of budget, they could just create their own photo shoot.
Absolutely, absolutely. So one of the things that all of the different plus size magazines that are online and some of the websites is there are people out there posing as us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you, if it's not coming from Maddie for Plus,
mm-hmm.
and if it's not coming from Stephanie or Marissa or Olga from Venus,
mm-hmm.
it's not legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or because
we don't have any third party contacting people that we've never heard of.
No, they'll say, "I'm an agent for, you know, either one of the big modeling agencies," or they'll say, "I'm a scouting agent for Plus Model Magazine." We don't have any scouting agents. It's us.
Right. Their profile would be on the website if you did.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, we're very protective of that. And if you contact us and you say to us, "Is this a scam?" we're going to give you the answer. And sometimes, unfortunately, it's not the answer people want to hear because they're so excited. And we've actually seen people go down that road where they've gotten real close to the whole money laundering scam and have or one gal even lost money on that.
Right, right. Well, Stephanie still hasn't called in, so let's talk about the Daily Venus Diva so we make sure we get that in the show.
You bet.
So, tell me, what is the difference between Venus Divas Magazine and the Daily Venus Diva?
Well, what we've done is we have closed Venus Diva Magazine as a monthly magazine because it works with Plus Model Magazine really well. But what
mm-hmm.
we were finding with our Diva community is that they want that daily contact. They like going online to the Venus community.
Mm-hmm.
They like that kind of camaraderie.
Mm-hmm.
And the wonderful thing about doing businesses, doing internet businesses, doing things on the internet with magazines and content is we can listen to what our reader wants and then say, okay, how do we give them that? How do we do that?
Mm-hmm.
And so we did a whole redesign and a platform change, so it's not even the same type of technology.
Okay.
And created what is called the Daily Venus Diva. And starting at midnight tonight, like if you go on there now, we have some articles in there just so you can kind of see what it is. But starting this evening, we will start putting content in, you know, maybe 4 to 5 articles, you know, for September 1st, but you're going to come back every day, and you're going to get 3 to 4 new articles.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's a lot of content coming to you each month, and you can come and you can take it in small bites. So you can come and see what's going on today, 3 or 4 articles that will help you in your life. Because with Venus Daily Venus Diva, we are a lifestyle e-magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're covering everything about your curvy life.
So are there still going to be cover models, or is that no more with the new format?
No, we are actually having a new redesigned cover, and that will launch this evening on the 1st as well.
So the way it looks right now is not the permanent way?
No, if you go to dailyvenusdiva.com, you'll see there's going to be a brand new cover model on the 1st of September and on the 1st of every month. And so Marissa Belletti is the new creative editor, and she is in charge of covers.
Okay, well, now I see Stephanie on the phone. I think she was always there waiting. It was a technical issue on my end. So
okay.
I'm going to let Stephanie take over.
All right, you guys have a wonderful chat. Always good talking to you.
You as well.
Thank you so much. All right.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye.
You're welcome.
Okay. Stephanie?
Hey, Shanice.
Hey, sorry about that. It was my fault, not yours.
That's okay. I was like, hello, hello, and then you didn't hear me, so I'm like, okay, I hung up like 2 times and called back, but that's okay. I was cooking dinner also. So.
Well, let me introduce you correctly.
Okay.
So, Stephanie started writing music reviews and articles about subjects relevant to the hip-hop culture, and she enjoyed the experience so much she reached out to several online publications to seek freelance work. Her persistence and passion paid off when she was asked to become a contributor for Venus Diva magazine, an online magazine celebrating plus-size women. It is her passion that makes her want to feature women with great stories to share and acknowledge them for having an open heart and admirable dreams. She has recently been named the new editor for the newly launched Daily Venus Diva, which we are going to learn more about today. So please welcome Stephanie to the show.
Thank you. That sounds good, what you're saying. I'm going to have to get that saved and recorded.
So we already talked a little bit about it, but you're the new editor for the Daily Venus Diva. So how active were you in creating the new concept?
I talked to Valerie via email or on the phone just about every day, if not a couple of times a day. And she'll run things by me and see how I like. I'm in charge. Basically, as editor, I load all content. Everybody sends me their emails or their articles, and I figure out which day each article is going to go live on, and based on whatever trends are going on. And so that's what my job is. But I talk to her every day, and we research things together, and it was kind of fun. I enjoyed it. So
instead of collecting everything to drop on the first, you slowly ease it out during the week.
Exactly.
Pretty much.
Throughout the month, yep, exactly.
Before you became editor, you was already in the community active with Venus Diva already, correct?
Exactly. I was the arts and entertainment editor.
And so you didn't just jump in without being familiar with the community and what everybody liked and disliked and blah, blah, blah. So you just didn't pop out of nowhere.
No, not at all. And I also manage my own daily blog as well. So I was very familiar with the whole daily blogging concept. I'm very familiar with that. And the software that we use for Daily Venus Diva, I use the same software for my personal blog. It's based on music, like R&B soul music, and that's what I blog about and do interviews with different artists and stuff like that. So I'm a little familiar with that also, with the format.
So with this new format, can anyone post articles on the Daily Venus Diva?
Well, you'd still have to be on, you know, be an editor or a contributing writer. And it does have to come past me first. I have to do any editing to it. It does have to meet the guidelines. So anyone can't, but what I do is, what I started doing, I actually have an article coming up that does this. I started going into the community and looking at the blogs and the bulletins and the topics that women are discussing, because I feel like as women, we are inspiration to one another. Mm-hmm. So what I started doing was doing what's called an editor's pick. So I'll go into the community, find a topic or a blog that a community member posted, and mm-hmm. I'll post that to the site, and that would be the editor's pick for the week or editor's pick for the month or whatnot.
Okay, so wait, let me get a better understanding of this. So to be eligible to submit an article, before you even submit an article, first you have to submit to be a writer first?
You do have to be a contributing writer or editor, but you can still, if you have an article idea, you can still send it through, and there's a great possibility that it will be on the site. We have a couple of, we receive articles from different experts in different fields all the time. And,
so basically it still works just like it did with the magazine.
Yeah.
Okay.
It still works just the same way. We still have the contributors and editors, and those are people who contribute more frequently.
Mm-hmm.
But anyone can post, and like I said, I've been going into the community to see what people are talking about as well and choosing blogs or bulletins or articles that I feel that the readers might be interested in as well to showcase their talents also.
Okay, because when we start saying blog, I don't know why I was thinking it was going to be ran completely different, but the only thing that's different is the way it's distributed, but it's really like the same.
It's exactly the same, just distributed daily. And to me, that's even better because, like I said, as women, our lives change every day. Something new is coming up, something new is coming out. So instead of waiting an entire month to get it updated, we're updating it every day with stuff that you can use.
So do you have to physically go to the website every day to read the new articles, or can you get them in your email or with RSS feed?
You can get them with RSS feed. I also tweet them. So if they'll come up on a Twitter page and you can follow the link. But you can get them in RSS feed. And I believe what we're going to be doing is at the end of the week, we're going to send an email to the people signed on the email mailing list with a link to all the articles that were posted throughout the week so you can, just catch up on what you may have missed out on.
Oh, okay. So it's like a newsletter will come with everything in it.
Exactly. At the end of the week, each week.
So Plus Model Magazine has a strong model following. Who is the Daily Venus Diva catered to?
The Daily Venus Diva is catered to all women, the plus model women as well, just women looking to thrive in their curves, basically. It is a lifestyle magazine.
And
so
what
does
that mean, lifestyle?
Well, to all facets of what you may be going through, your fashion, beauty, skin, health, fitness, teenagers. So it caters to different facets of the woman. It doesn't, anything that you can think of that we go through as women, we try to cater to that. Relationships, who's in the news or what celebrity, plus size celebrities are doing what, what albums are out, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm. And so, you mentioned that besides doing this, you have your own music blog. Tell me the website of that, because I didn't know you had a music blog.
That one is called rhythmicsoul.wordpress.com.
Okay. And then is a particular music that you
write
about?
Well, it's mostly hip-hop soul music. Like I'll have an interview with, like I said, I did an interview with Layla Hathaway for that as well. And I... who else? Let me think. Maxwell, I do piece on Maxwell, Odessi, Raphael Sadiq, and Nappy Roots, a few hip-hop artists, but mostly R&B soul artists. And I just cover what's going on, what the news is. I'm not a tabloid site at all. I love music. So if you're looking for the latest gossip, who's dating who, that's not my spot. It's not the place to go. But if you want to hear about new singles and who has a really nice CD, or if you want to reminisce about something, a really cool song that you love, then I do features on those as well. Like I did on Strawberry Letter 23 once too. So
will that musical influence travel over to the Daily Venus Diva?
Probably not. No, I keep the two separate. Like I said, the only comparison between the two is that that blogging type format, but it's still a magazine. But I do keep the two separate. I don't try to mix the two much.
Well, do you have anything else coming up, or anything else we can look forward to with the Daily Venus Diva?
Well, I don't know if you know this, but I know you interviewed Cassie last week and week before last for about the Fuller Woman Expo. I'm the assistant director for the U.S. for that, so
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm her. That's my Z twin. We call each other Z twins. We're both born in February, but we're working on that. I'm really excited about that. I'm really stoked about DailyVenusDiva.com because it's different in that it covers a little bit of everything on a daily basis, and I think that it will definitely keep our readers engaged, and it's something to be excited about. I can't wait for it to launch and everybody to see what we've been working on for everybody.
September 1st, will it be like a whole bunch of new content that's going to be on there, or what's going to be different on the 1st?
Well, on the 1st, there will be a whole bunch of new content. And normally on the 1st day of each month is going to be more content than it is on the other days. Like, whereas the other days may have new articles a day, the first is probably going to have 8 to 10 new articles just on that particular day because we have the cover model coming out. We have the interviews with her, and we just have special things that we put in there just as like a kind of like a lookbook, you know, the first day lookbook of the month or whatnot.
Okay, so tell us the official website again to get all this great information.
Okay, that's www.dailyvenusdiva.com. Daily posts about things that you enjoy or that you love that caters to you and your curves.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show, and I'm excited about the switch, and I'll be waiting for midnight to see what's all going to pop up.
Okay, great.
So enjoy the rest of the game. Sorry about the technical difficulties.
Oh, that's okay. Stuff happens. Talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So that was Stephanie, and she is the new editor for the Daily Venus Diva. So she's going to have a lot of exciting things going on with this new format. Now, last but definitely not least is Madeline Figueroa Jones. Madeline is the editor for Plus Model Magazine. With this third year in existence, Madeline has been the driving force to make Plus the most popular e-zine for plus-size women everywhere. With the overwhelming success of Plus Model Magazine, Madeline has become a leader in the plus-size community and has made numerous television appearances, including the Star Jones shows and Univision. Madeline also is one half of Lucas Pictures, and with her husband Lucas, creates jaw-dropping, breathtaking photographs together. Most recently, she co-founded the Plus Size Industry Professionals website and has lots of exciting things in the works, one of which we will be announced tonight. So let's welcome Maddie to the show.
Hi, Shanice. How are you?
Hey, I am great.
Fantastic.
So let's talk about the new PSIP. So along with Valerie, you are the co-founder for PSIP. So how do you feel this website will benefit the plus-size community?
You know, we've been working on this for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it just answers a couple of the questions and a couple of the things that that aren't being addressed in the industry, which is, one, how to avoid scams and where to get that information.
And wait, Maddie, hold on. Let me bring Valerie back in. Valerie, are you there?
I am. Yep.
Okay, go ahead, Maddie.
So I think that's one of the most beneficial things, also being able to connect with everyone. With the directory as it was great for me to be able to go ahead and look at the models' portfolios, but I would have to go through another website or their own website and hope that they're checking it so that I can contact them. In this way, I can actually contact the model one-on-one, or if I want to contact all of the California models because there's a casting going on for size 14 to 18, mm-hmm. I can just go ahead and reach out to those girls,
mm-hmm.
you know, as opposed to hoping that they will email, that they'll check their other sites. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right, because some people leave those and they're never updated and never check them.
I know. Please, I have a whole bunch of sites everywhere. I hardly get to them. So at least
right.
this way I'm able to connect with them one-on-one when we have, you know, all these opportunities that come and then, you know, they're missing out and I feel really badly about that. So that's one of the other things. And I also like to be able to go ahead and introduce different opportunities. For instance, a photographer called one day and said, you know, I just had a cancellation and I'm going to have the studio available all day tomorrow. I would love to be able to, you know, go ahead and give somebody a TFP. I mean,
mm-hmm.
that's an opportunity of a lifetime to a model. You know what I mean? Any
yes.
pictures that you can have and to have a TFP, especially in this economy.
Right.
So, you know, I want to be able to say, you know what, this is, you know, a bunch of girls that, you know, need, you know, the next set of pictures for their portfolio or need to upgrade their pictures and really connect with them and say, look, this is an opportunity. It would be really great if you can do this. I'm not sure if you're busy, you know, but stuff like that happens all the time. And, you know, it's hard to go and then be redirected to another site. And are you a member? What if I'm not a member of that site? Then I have to
right.
become a member just to go ahead and email them an opportunity. And, you know, I'm
so
usually
a
really
lot
busy.
Of other popular modeling sites like Model Mayhem and MuseCube,
mm-hmm.
how is this website more beneficial for a plus-size model?
Well, I think because it's just for plus size models. So if I'm looking for a model, let's say on another website, you know, I have to kind of go by their range of, you know, what plus size really is. And if the model put their true weight, then maybe I can go ahead and find them. But if they put weight 1 pound, I'm not finding them because, you know, these sites have thousands and thousands and thousands of models.
Yeah, it is harder to find somebody.
Exactly. So through this site, you know, an agency is looking for, you know, blondes, you know, 14 to 16 for a special, you know, for a special shoot or something. I could say, go ahead, you go into the site and you, you know, look for all the blondes you want.
Right. So besides PSIP, what exciting things that we have to look forward to in the fall with Plus Model Magazine?
Well, we're going to have our German TV debut, and we'll be able to see it online at vox.de, and that will air September 15th and September 22nd.
And did they interview somebody, or?
I'm sorry?
They're featuring, how, did they interview somebody for a TV show, or are they just doing a profile on the magazine, or how is it set up?
Well, what they did was they followed this model from Germany. Her name is Katarina, and she's with Baristic Model Management in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And so she wants to get her foot in the door in the U.S. market.
Mm-hmm.
So they followed her through, you know, her travel from Germany here, and we actually booked her for an editorial. So you're going to see her in the September issue. And on the TV show, on the September 22nd show, you're actually going to see us shooting her and the makeup and the whole process that we went through to get her to that point.
Wow.
And you're going to follow her going through the agencies. Like, she did a really, you know, great job of trying to get her foot in the door.
Wow. Well, that's exciting. That's international exposure.
Yes, absolutely.
And I know one of the things that a lot of people are excited to hear all day online, we've been posting, there's a major announcement coming up.
Yes,
so,
we are going to have.
Wait, let me give you a drum roll. All right.
You made my day.
That was great.
Okay, break the news.
We are going to have our first Plus Model Magazine model search.
All right.
Yes, and we are going to be searching for the next fresh face in the West Coast. And the reason why we're doing it local to the West Coast area is because we're also going to be doing one in Chicago, Atlanta, and New York.
Okay, so now this first one coming up for the West Coast, tell me more details. How do you apply and what do you win?
So we're going to be meeting the girls and doing the casting at Love Your Body Day.
Love Your Body Day.
That's right, which is going to be a wonderful event, and we had planned on coming out to it anyway. So we're going to be meeting the girls that day, and almost all of the judges will be there, and the only judge that will not be there will be the actual booker for the agency, because the one part of the winnings is not just being on our cover and editorial, but it's also getting a one-year exclusive contract with Brand Model and Talent Agency.
Wow, that's big.
Yes, so if you are one of the five finalists, you will be meeting with the booker one-on-one after the five finalists are announced, and that will be, she will be the deciding factor on who is actually booked.
Now, is all of this going to happen that weekend, or you have to go back
Okay. Yeah. We're actually going to announce the five finalists later on through our newsletter.
Okay. We're
not doing the blog. We're doing the newsletter. And so, you know, everybody that needs to sign on so that we can go ahead and give you all this information, the booker has actually agreed to go ahead and give those readers that are interested in coming to the model search, give them tips. So she's going to be reaching out to all the readers through our newsletter and giving out tips on how to have a successful model search entry that day, how to present yourself, how to be professional, what you should wear.
Wow.
So this is going to be really good, and it's, you know, we're trying to give you those tools so that you can, you know, elevate and get to that level and make a great impact on the judges that day.
So the day of, when you come to Love Your Body Day, you have to do what?
You're going to fill out an application. Mm-hmm. You're going to bring in your pictures. If you have a comp card, great. If not, you need maybe a face or a full body, and we're going to take our picture anyway.
Okay.
You know, and then you're going to, you know, fill out the application, and you will be contacted when the five finalists, you know, are finally announced. So those will be announced, and then once those five finalists are announced and we reach them, they will have to be responsible for going and really doing this as, you know, as a responsible working model. You're going to have to call the agency, book your time within, you know, a certain amount of time,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to have to book your time, you know, to see the booker and go in and make your presentation and, you know, speak to the person and really sell yourself as the next fresh face.
So if you are one of the five finalists but you don't go meet up with the agency, then you lose. You just wasted your time.
Pretty much. And the next person in line, the sixth person, will have that opportunity. We will
mm-hmm.
contact that person, and they will have that opportunity. And aside from that, we're also the winner. Another part of the prize is going to be that they're going to be the, part of the next campaign for Hips and Curves.
Wow.
Yes.
So not only will you get a contract, you will also have your first job waiting for you.
Yes, two jobs. You will be doing the cover and editorial for Plus, and you will have a Hips and Curves campaign.
Now, that's big. That's like a dream come true for somebody that doesn't have anything to their name.
Exactly.
That's why we needed that drum roll.
This is definitely the hottest plus-size model search going on right now.
Yeah,
and so all of this information will be in the September edition of Plus Model Magazine.
Yes, what we're going to do is, you know, we're going to announce it, you know, primarily just to get everyone's, you know, head into it and so that they know they have to be prepared. You know, you have almost 2 months to get yourself prepared in front of the judges. And so we're going to be sending out the rest of the information to our readers through our newsletter. So you can just go to plusmodelmag.com, and on the top right-hand corner it says, you know, put in your email address. If you don't normally receive our newsletters, just sign up. It's free. And we will be announcing when, you know, you can download the application, if you want to come with the application already filled out, which is probably the best thing to do, and all the rules and details of the search.
And this will be the first of several model searches in different cities.
Yes. Over the next course of the next year, we're going to do the very same thing in the major markets in the U.S. And so we're going to be going to Chicago, to New York, and Atlanta.
Well, that's exciting. This was really big news, and somebody is going to turn into the next plus-size star.
Yes, that's exactly what we're trying to do. I mean, we started off with Katie in January, and it worked out so well. And, you know, she's doing really well with Wilhelmina in L.A. And we just decided, you know what, this is another way for us to try to get the next fresh face out there and give that person that's working so hard the opportunity of a lifetime.
Definitely. And is there anything else coming up besides this fantastic model search that you want to put out there?
No, we're working really hard, and the September issue is going to be really great. It's filled with really great editorials, the German model, Katarina, and we have a directory editorial in there. We have some really great feedback and articles, especially from Sharon, some really great stuff for the aspiring models and for the working models to read. It's very, very important that they actually read and not just go to the magazine and look at the images, but read the content that's in there that, you know, these women and contributors are putting in there, because they're very, very useful information.
And Valerie, any final words?
Well, I was going to say that Suzette did a fantastic article about the kinds of things she read in Plus Model Magazine and how she was able to use those in her job that she went on. And
yes.
We have the actual tears and everything from the job. And the cover for September is off the hook hot.
Off the hook.
Off the hook hot. And so there is another contest in conjunction with the sponsor that we have for September. But
mm-hmm.
I'll let you take a look at the cover for yourself and say, that's hot.
And let's plug the deal with PSIP one more time.
Sure thing. So sign up before midnight on September 1st. You can sign up for $4.95 for an entire year. That's not per month. That's for an entire year. And then every year after that will be $14.95, which will save you $5 a year for forever.
And I'm already on there, and there are a lot of people signed up on there already. Already networking and their jobs and the classifieds already.
Uh-huh. Yep, lots going on.
So you definitely need to take advantage of this. This is a recession price. That's just right.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Well, thank you, ladies, so much for being on the show, and I'm so excited about all the exciting things to come. And I know there's always different things coming up that we can't spill yet, but it's always something exciting.
Thank you, Shanice. Thank you so much for everything that you do.
Yes,
well,
thank
you. And I'll see you both in October, right?
Yes.
You got it.
Well, all right, ladies. Enjoy the rest of your night.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
Bye.
So, again, the PSIP membership is only $4.95 if you log on and register before September 1st midnight. I want to keep reiterating that because that is a really good deal. So thank you to all of our fabulous guests this evening, Valerie, Maddie, and Stephanie. Tune in next time and we'll have more Plus industry professionals with stories to not only inspire you but to keep you connected. Interested in advertising on our show, being a guest, or have comments, email us at guests@plusmodelmagazine.com. And if you haven't already, don't forget to join the Plus Model Radio page on Facebook. For more information about our show, go to our website at www.plusmodelmag.com. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting Plus Model Radio. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed. Just to be you.